tweet at TodaySOR.
Just 3 days now to Ireland's opening Rugby World Cup encounter with Scotland, and the World Cup obviously upon us, fans making their way to Japan. Ireland's four pool games being held in different stadia across the country. On the line now is Ireland's ambassador to Japan, Paul Kavanagh. Paul, good morning to you.
Hello, Sean.
I'm sure you're very busy these days, just welcoming people and extending hospitality to the team. What kind of an adventure is it going to be for the fans heading over there?
Well, excitement is building. The team is here. I've seen them twice. They're in great form and great fettle. The supporters are arriving. We expect upwards of 20,000 over the course of the tournament, which begins tomorrow. It's a long tournament. It goes all the way to the 2nd of November. And we expect the presence of Irish supporters to surge around the quarterfinal. We hope, of course, that's a first surge. We're telling them not to worry at all, that Angela Merkel knows that they're not at work.
Indeed. She'd be distracted with other matters anyway herself. But Paul, I'm just wondering about the Irish supporters, they have a great capacity to make their presence felt wherever they go. But I'm wondering about the context, though, and the atmosphere in Japan. I mean, are there particular observations you would draw to their attention about just what's expected by way of behaviour and standards?
Well, that's very good question, because it's a fascinating country, and the trip will reward careful preparation. The Japanese are very warm in their welcome, and they will welcome the Irish. They know their positive reputation as great sports supporters and ambassadors. My advice would be to explore Japan's unique culture and to delve into it rather than simply search for what one finds to be familiar. It's important to observe the customs. The Japanese are extremely polite and considerate of others, especially in the public space. Even the language is super polite. If you say something in a speech or in a meeting in English, rendering that in Japanese lasts two or three times as long, simply because there's so much politeness in the language added. It's important, I think, to be careful. Illicit drugs, for example, are a very dangerous proposition in this country with zero tolerance. I would suggest to travellers that they get out around the country. Travelling is very easy. The train system is easy to use. The English signage is very prominent. Food is fantastic. And a national institution is the corner convenience store, which is open all day and all night. You can get quite good food and a cheap umbrella and everything you need. So I would say lunge into it, wade into it, and make the best of what should be a fascinating trip.
Now, you've had that word of advice about illicit drugs. I gather they don't look too kindly in some quarters in Japan on tattoos.
Well, that's right. Tattoos are seen traditionally here as something a bit wayward, and by some as associated with the Yakuza, the organized crime. So that means that people who go into gyms and swimming pools and all the rest of it have to take special precautions. But I would say, vis-a-vis the Irish traveller, there are a number of essential steps really to take, and they go without saying, that to check your passport is up to date, to take travel insurance. You know, you may have to pay your medical expenses up front and recoup them afterwards. Stay in touch with home and on social media or otherwise, so people have a good idea at home where you are. Carry your passport and ID with you. You don't know what may happen. And if you need to, carry a copy of your standing medical prescription and prepare for the rain. There's going to be rain here. It's the rainy season, really. And your mother gave you good advice to wear sensible shoes and bring a Mac and a couple of sandwiches, maybe, and be prepared for rain. That would be the meteorological advice.
I gather as well, Ambassador, that many non-Japanese mobile phones will not work there. So, and those that do work, they would incur high roaming charges. Now, is there a way around that?
Well, the way to do that is when you arrive at the airport, there are services that you can connect to, and it's not excessively expensive, and it's well signposted at the points of entry in the airport.
Right, and I think you have advice anyway on the Department of Foreign Affairs dfa.ie/rugbyworldcup. You have more detailed advice for people heading out there. Our pool games, they're in four different cities. Yokohama on Sunday, that's the second largest city in Japan, one in Shizuoka, another in Kobe, and finally in Fukuoka. How far apart are those cities, and what about getting from
that's
one
right.
to the other?
Well, Yokohama is very close to Tokyo. It's only a half an hour ride in the train. It's almost a suburb, and that'll be very convenient for people who are traveling there from Tokyo. Shizuoka is a little bit further to the west, and the games progressively move to the west. Shizuoka will be an hour and a half by train. You'll get a wonderful welcome there. The Japan-Ireland game is played there. Mayor Harada illuminated the stadium in green for St. Patrick's Day, and he's had an Irish festival. The governor is a governor, Kawakatsu, is a big friend of Ireland. Then on to Kobe, which is famous for its beef, where we play Russia. That's another hour and a half further west. And then in the far west of the country, Fukuoka, you really need to get there by plane. A beautiful, low-key, very relaxed environment with the Irish camp nearby in Kasuga City.
Well, it sounds like you are well prepared, Ambassador. But thank you so much indeed for joining us, and I hope everything goes well and you don't have to provide too much consular assistance to our travelling fan base. Paul Kavanagh.
Well, I just wanted to mention to you, Sean, that today the Tánaiste has launched our project today, which is focused on the consular dimension, looking after the Irish citizens. There's a big government effort through a trade mission led by Minister Humphreys to capitalise on the prominence of Ireland here during the World Cup. And then there's an unprecedented promotional campaign, digital and video-based. First time ever, all the agencies and government departments have joined together at home to create a splendid series of videos in the Japanese language, which are going to be dropped strategically into social media and on the airwaves here in the coming weeks. So you're right at the beginning. It's gearing up to be very busy.
Okay, well, look, enjoy the experience. Paul Kavanagh, Irish Ambassador to Japan, thank you indeed for joining us now. A word of warning before the break that our next item is not necessarily designed for younger ears.